Manager and World Champion Swim Coach Laurie Lawrence. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time during your swimming class.
No, it's a pleasure. I'm just keeping an eye on these kids to see that they don't stop. And we'll have a yarn about swimming. That's good.
Wonderful. Now, how early should kids start to learn to swim?
My daughter has just had twins.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Old. Twins. Yeah, boy and a girl.
Oh, wonderful.
We've already started pouring water over their head in the bathtub. So you start from birth, sink them down nice and low in the water, stimulate them by pouring water over their little bodies, and then use trigger words such as ready, go, and then pour water over their face. And after about 4 months, they will have learned to hold their breath on the command. And then you can take them to the pool and you can start formal swimming lessons.
So the bathtub is the best place to start?
The bathtub's the first place for kids to learn to swim.
Wonderful.
So get it done, play with them there. My grandson and granddaughter now, 3 months of age, 4 months, I'll have them in this pool. They'll be going like little rockets.
I can imagine that. Breaststroke, freestyle, all of them.
We'll go through it.
Now,
but the most important thing is the parents are in the water. It's one-on-one instruction. There's great stimulation. Professor Robin Jorgensen did a longitudinal study for us a couple of years ago, and that showed that kids who have lessons early, it builds their social, emotional, physical, and intellectual capital. They're smarter. Charlie! Hey! Come on, I'm on an interview. Get going, son. Sorry.
That's all right. Keep on swimming, Charlie.
Charlie, keep going.
We're all rooting for you.
Yeah. So it builds their social, emotional, physical, intellectual capital. They're smarter, they're better coordinated, they're healthier, and more importantly, they're safer.
That's the key thing, because most of the children that sadly drowning are mainly from falling into the water.
They are. Last year, we had 19 little kids under the age of 5 drown.
Oh, that's awful.
And when we started the Kids Alive program, and we started this Learn to Swim Week with Poolworks, 63 kids under the age of 5 are drowned. Last year, 19. So we're making tremendous inroads, but still, 19 is a busload of kids.
Yeah.
And we need to, the goal is zero. I've coached Olympic gold medalists, world champions, world records. This is my new gold medal, zero preschool drownings.
That would be a wonderful win.
If the whole nation takes ownership.
Now, next
week is Learn to Swim Week, so I'm urging all parents to get out there, get to your local pool, and start some free swimming lessons for a start, and then join in and get your child taught to swim early.
Wonderful. Now, Royal Life Saving Drowning Report has stated that certain communities are at greater risk of drowning, such as people from multicultural communities, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, and people from low socioeconomic backgrounds, and they've, as well as those living in remote areas. And they link this to the cost of swimming lessons and access to aquatic facilities. What do you think needs to be done to make swimming lessons more accessible to every child in Australia?
Well, no child should be disadvantaged in swimming because it's a life skill.
Absolutely.
So I believe that school is the obvious place. When they're at school, that is the obvious place to teach them to swim. So we need, Tasmania's probably doing it the best of everyone at the moment, Two to go, Charlie. Sorry.
That's all right.
These kids, they're trying to duck out of it. Can you believe that?
Oh, got to keep going. All eyes are on you.
But I'm standing here and these kids are 6, 7, 8. And I've just given them 200 metres swim. Two to go, Charlie. Let's go. Finish them all. Come on. Get going.
Can hear them in the background.
Yeah. So I'm at the pool at the moment. And this is the big pool where 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds are all learning to swim really well. In the smaller indoor pool, we've got the babies, the under fives, and that's the age group we're concentrating on with Pool Works for Learn to Swim Week. So we'll see what happens.
And as a swim teacher, I mean, Kids Alive has been here for quite a while, but what's your favourite part of seeing kids learn to swim? Has any story stood out for you?
To be honest, the joy on kids' faces when they swim their first 25 metres, it's unbelievable.
Oh, truly. Wonderful.
And then I've got two other grandkids. They live in the water. They've been here this morning and done some training. They love it. They love it. And it's healthy and they're safer. It opens up so many other things. It opens up surfing, sailing, scuba diving, nippers, you name it.
All the fun stuff.
Opens it up. We've got a young man who comes here and brings his three kids here every Saturday morning. And his name is Matt Belcher. He's Olympic gold medalist. He's a sailor.
Oh, okay.
And he knows the value of getting kids taught to swim at an early age. He's like clockwork. When he's not sailing overseas, he's here giving his kids swimming lessons.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Fantastic.
It opens up
so many things.
How can
Charlie, you touched one hand, walk down, swim the length, touch two hands. You get disqualified, Charlie. Touch two hands. You two boys, walk down, do one more because you only touch one hand. You're going to touch two hands in breaststroke. Let's see if the girls do it. Oh, you're out, baby. You're first, finished, because the boys touch one hand. Down you go, boys. Let's see if she's going to join you doing an extra length or she touches two hands. She's going in. She's coming in. I'm watching her. Two hands for the girls and one hand for the boys. Boys, go and do another one. Go and do one more. Righto, we're away. They go, good work, girls. Well done. See you, Luce. Good job. Bye-bye, darling. Sorry, I got carried away there.
That's all right. It's all part of being a swimming coach. Now, we're almost out of time, but how can parents and carers get involved in booking that free swimming lesson?
Okay, if they go to learntoswimweek.com, that'll take them to the website where they can book. Now, you put in your postcode and that'll show you the swim schools around Australia, and we've got around between, must be close to 500 swim schools involved in this. And if your local swim school is not involved in it, go down, tell them it's Learn to Swim Week and ask for a free lesson.
Absolutely.
In fact, you tell them Laurie and Pool Works sent you.